in Cornwall, we have a local free stop smoking service that's delivered by Healthy Cornwall. Anyone that smokes tobacco can self-refer to that service, or sometimes they might be referred by a healthcare professional. Last year, we actually had over 2,500 people setting quit dates with us. And the research says that if you use a stop smoking service, you're 3 times more likely to give up for good, than if you were just going to do it on your own. So in regards to what our smoking service sort of offers, we have smoking advisors that provide a combination of personalized advice and support, as well as access to different treatment options. So things like nicotine replacement treatment, like patches and nicotine gum, as well as some prescribed stop smoking medications and even vapes. The smoking advisor will normally support a smoker over the course of about 12 weeks and continuing to provide that access to treatment as well as behavioural support. And we're not a one-time only service. So say if someone did end up smoking again, they can come back to our service anytime.
And remind us, why is smoking bad for us?
In terms of thinking about health, I think people typically think about smoking causing damage to the lungs and creating sort of respiratory issues, but actually it impacts upon health in loads of different ways. So more recently, there was a research article that found that a single cigarette takes about 20 minutes off a person's life, meaning that over a course of a sort of 20 pack of cigarettes, that can shorten a person's life by nearly 7 hours. And 2 in 3 long-term smokers are expected to actually die from a smoking related disease. That's because aside from sort of harming the lungs, smoking damages the heart, the cardiovascular system generally, and it can cause at least 16 different types of cancers. Aside from that, it can impact upon things like fertility, exacerbate pre-existing conditions like arthritis, weaken your immune system. I mean, the list really goes on in terms of the sort of harms it causes to health. It has been found that smokers typically notice positive changes as soon as 2 weeks after quitting, including things like having more energy, feeling healthier, improved breathing. Aside from the physical benefits, when people stop smoking, studies show that actually anxiety, depression, and stress levels lower, and quality of life and sort of positive mood improves. But I mean, aside from the health benefits, though, smoking these days obviously isn't cheap. In fact, the national average spend on tobacco is around £2,338 per smoker. So quite a lot of our clients mention how having that extra money in their pocket has helped towards bills or allowed them to go on holiday.
And for someone who maybe started very young, and I've known people who started at young ages, as teenagers, and smoke into late into life, is it ever too late to quit?
No, I mean, quitting smoking at any age can significantly improve health and increase life expectancy. Actually, over a quarter of the cases we had last year at Healthy Cornwall were people aged 65 and over. And the statistics show that the chances of people quitting smoking actually increases with age. So the older age groups are actually more successful in their quit attempts normally than the younger age groups.
In terms of how addictive the alternatives are, like vaping, are they as addictive as smoking?
I think the important thing to understand with smoking and vaping and all those sorts of things is that nicotine is the addictive element of smoking, but it's not the harmful part. So when people say use a vape, or even the thing like, you know, if they use a nicotine patch, there will be nicotine in it, and that's to help sort of with some of the withdrawal symptoms from giving up smoking. But the harmful part of smoking is the many toxic chemicals that are found in the cigarettes themselves and tobacco smoke. We have people coming through the service all the time that go, you know, I've tried to give up before, I've used patches, I've used this, that, I've tried everything and I can't quit. And I think the important thing to realize is that the truth is most smokers try to quit many, many times before they're successful. But with each attempt, they're learning what helps them stay away from cigarettes and sort of what triggers their cravings. Sometimes you've got to be in a better headspace. Sometimes you've got to be in a less stressful environment, or maybe in an environment where you're not around other smokers. And also it's about getting the right treatment options in place. And essentially that whole combination will hopefully increase someone's chances of quitting. So sometimes it's about, you know, right treatment, right time to get that perfect outcome. We've had people through the service that have tried to quit 20, 30, 40 times before, but like I've said previously, the most successful way for someone to give up smoking is to use a stop smoking service where they get behavioural support and also some treatments as well.